brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We're talking to, who was I talking to? Lindsay in California. You were making a point. Yeah, there's all sorts of Pentagon documents about different magnetic weapons and mind control weapons they've got. They can remote control rats now with waves, not just with actual chips in the brain. And so obviously these control freaks are going to seek after that. But go ahead and make your point, sir.
Yeah, it's the whole thing that was. He said he had ringing in the ears. Now, you're going to find trouble believing this. But I've had a falling out with one of these people you mentioned who's in power running things, and I've had ringing in my ears since that time, and I've had sleep deprivation.
Well, I haven't worn earplugs enough shooting guns, so I have ringing in my ears. But look, a lot of this, there's a lot of ultra-low frequency. There's a lot of data over power lines. There's a lot of other stuff that is affecting us biomechanically, electrochemically, in all the studies without them trying to actually hurt us. I mean, they know what cell phones and cell towers and all this radiation. Just the nuclear testing doubled the radiation conservatively in the Northern Hemisphere. Now it's gone up again because of Fukushima and Chernobyl since 1986. So there's a lot of stuff going on. God bless you. Good to hear from you, and I appreciate your call, sir. But, yeah, this the Naval Yard, there's definitely a cover-up there. We don't know of what. Let's talk to Scott in Virginia. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, friend, how you been doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just putting a little pin up on the wall of Lois Lerner here. I think she's better looking than Marilyn Monroe.
That's a joke. But anyways, I'm calling in regards to this amendment that Rand Paul's brought up against Obamacare. You know, medicine and everything, the Obamacare is good for us, why ain't it good for them? I mean, it's glad he's brought that up about, them being just as good as us. We put our pants on just like they do.
Anyhow, I agree with you. Hey, what's on the radio there in the background?
Oh, I think it's that's you, buddy. Let me turn it up.
Turn it up for me. Now let me hear the show. Turn it up as loud as you can. I want to see what part of the dough. Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, I ain't from Virginia. I'm from West Virginia.
Well, you know, most talk show hosts don't like radios on the background. I like it.
Well, I wanted to hear you.
No, I'd turn it up. Listen, I like hearing it delayed. Turn it up. Just be quiet for a minute. Turn it all the way up.
All right, hold on.
This is good as us. We put our pants on just like they do. I agree with you. Hey, what's on the radio there in the background?
That's you, my friend.
I think it's that's you, buddy.
I don't miss it.
Now let me hear the show. Turn it up as loud.
Anyways, I don't miss it.
I want to hear what part of the donut.
Yeah. All right. But Michael Hayes, I mean, I ain't heard no more about that lately. I think he had some goods on the government, and they actually killed that boy.
You think this government would actually kill somebody?
Absolutely.
Or persecute the press, as they do on record? Who would have them? You mean murderous gangsters that run giant child kidnapping rings on record at the UN and DynCorp and the rest of it? You mean if they grab little kids and sell them to foreign countries for snuff films? You mean they might do something bad?
Yeah. My brother used to work for the UN back years ago. He's back home now. He used to travel the globe working for the UN as a policeman for him. And he told me how dirty it was. But anyhow, also about the FEMA Region 3, I thought you might maybe get on that.
Oh, they're really taking over West Virginia, yeah.
Heck yeah. Yeah. Right here, I just live about 3 or 4 miles or 6 to 8 miles away from Boy Scout camp. Man, it was like a herd of cattle come in here. Them Boy Scouts, that's something else. I've never seen that in all my life.
Yeah, they're using that to take over schools. They have helicopters, military, and it's all in the middle of a big drill, and they're using the Boy Scouts to test putting people in FEMA camps. God bless you, sir.
Introducing Pro One, all
of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Minutes or so, I'm just going to act as traffic cop and let my good buddy, former investigative journalist and crime reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Jim Mars, steer the conversation because he broke the first part of an investigative series yesterday at Infowars.com. He called me up last Friday about it. Insider reveals arms deals behind recent major events. That is the article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he said this fella has gotten, you know, older and just doesn't care anymore, I guess, about his safety, basically. And so, and Jim Mars, of course, best-selling author, taught the first university-level course on the JFK assassination 50 years later. He's probably the leading person, other than maybe Oliver Stone, known for exposing it out there. And, of course, he advised on that film, and his book was turned into a lot of the work on that film. But William Robert Tosh Plumley, goes by Tosh Plumley. I'm going to let, instead of going over his whole background here, and he's set to testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but he did that He did testify back in 1990-91, and he's reportedly going to be testifying again. And I just mentioned that Jim Mars had some big news on Benghazi and stuff Friday, or was it Thursday? And then Fox News hours later was calling him up. So they're definitely listening, too, and wanting to know. And one big thing is once he testifies, they'll gag him, like they did last time on other issues. So that's kind of what you're hearing here. But I'm going to let Jim Mars, investigative journalist, tell us about the story and then bring Tosh Plumlee in. So let's introduce Jim now. Jim, you bring it in, you introducing, and I'll let you kind of co-host and honcho things. So, Jim, take it over.
Okay, thanks, Alex. You know, we were hearing all these major stories breaking over the past several months. Bombing of an ouster of Libya and the ouster of Gaddafi. And then we have the Benghazi thing where the ambassador Stevens was killed and some other people, our embassy attacked. And then we've got we might recall also the Fast and Furious where the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms Agency of the federal government was sending guns into Mexico to the drug lords. I mean, it's like, what's going on? And now we're being asked, Congress is debating whether to give the president the power to go and bomb and missile in Syria over the gassing of poison gassing of innocent civilians, which of course is terrible. But I still have two questions that, as far as I know, have not been clearly answered, and that is who precisely used these chemical weapons and where did they get them? Okay. And I think that the story we have here now is the fact that America has been accused of being the arms merchant of the world, and it's very true. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars that are going to foreign countries legally. We're not talking about the smuggling. We're talking about legal sales, and this is all happening under various little-known agencies within the federal government, such as the Direct Commercial Sales Program under the State Department. And I think this is the glue that holds all of these stories together.
And again, federal law, as you know, said that they couldn't arm designated terrorist groups like al-Nusra under the command of the head of al-Qaeda. Obama signed an order 2 weeks ago authorizing that, and almost no media covered it. Infowars.com covered it. WorldNetDaily.com covered it. DrudgeReport.com covered it. Washington Examiner covered it. You would think that'd be big national news.
Well, it should be. It should be because these terrorist groups are predominantly Muslim, and they are targeting Christians and Jews in all of these various countries. And these are the very people that Obama wants us to align with. This should be a huge issue, and people should be talking about it. But to get to Tosh Plumlee, Tosh, I've known for more than 20 years, I suppose, and I've never known him to tell me something that hasn't been pretty well backed up. The problem is, of course, operating as a contract pilot for the CIA, he was never an official employee, so you're not going to find paperwork on all of this. But he goes back to providing arms and ammunition to the Bay of Pigs invaders.
But it's on record that he's testified to Congress. They vetted that, and you've known him for decades. And he's been a great source for you. So tell us why he's joining us today. This is some big news.
Well, because recently he's been active in the investigation into the arms running into Mexico, and he sees the same thing going on in the Middle East. In fact, Tosh, why don't you explain what you see happening over there right now?
Okay, Jim, I'll try to sum this up as tight and as best as I can. Number one, I do appreciate the article that you did write. I think Mr. Jones, Alex there, put it out on his website. I'm not real sure if it's still up or not. As far as the Direct Commercial Sales Program, that's been an ongoing program that's monitored or controlled by the State Department. Over the years, I've seen a pattern developing here. I was a C-130 pilot. I've flown guns, ammunition, not damn near all over the world. Most of the information that has been out there in the past has been information that was released before the fact and has been backed up by New York Times, Washington Post, and other major publications that have covered, or let me put it this way, didn't cover but basically touch upon this program that is used to ship weapons all over the world. In my travels, I found out that it appears to me, in my opinion, we start conflicts, we escalate conflicts, we supply high-impact weapons to both sides of the conflict, we receive certain money that can't be traced to go to unnamed places, and when someone starts to come out and basically complain that is involved in one of those operations, he's put on ice, even to the extent that the Internal Revenue Service goes in and attacks these people. Number one, I'm not a conspiracy type.
Right. Josh, let me ask you this. Is it true that all too often some of these arms, which initially may have been going to some friendly government or friendly ally, but they end up in the hands of some of our worst enemies? Is that true?
That's true, because there's no monitoring or no follow-up. By law, we're supposed to keep track of those weapons, but we don't get information from these foreign countries when they're
Well, look, Obama is openly arming al-Qaeda now. This is unprecedented to openly do it. We know they've run them forever. As Dr. Corsi said yesterday, we are al-Qaeda, or the people that run our country. This is not for American interests, though. It's for the interests of the big banks that want to destabilize folks and the folks that are selling the weapons. But, Tosh, I know you can't talk about classified stuff you've been involved in. I know you've been gagged by Congress before, but looking at what's happening with al-Qaeda attacking Nairobi, the capital of Kenya, looking at the open funding of al-Qaeda, what does this look like to you with your expert research and background?
Well, okay, we go in with weapons all over the world, okay? Now, if we're going to fund the Syrians and the Syrian rebels, there's in those rebel groups, factions that have infiltrated those rebel groups, and as a result, they get our U.S.-made high-impact weapons, and then they turn against our very troops. Our troops go into these foreign countries, fight our weapons. C-130 flights all over the world from Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, and safe houses run by the Central Intelligence Agency supply these weapons to the Syrian rebels that are embedded within these radical groups that pilfer the weapons from a program that is legally done by our country. Now,
and
or other pilots and people talking about this openly. That's why the gag orders are in place. Now, we're getting off on the conspiracy stuff here, but what I would like to bring back and focus back in is Mrs. Smith and her son that was killed in Benghazi, who has been fighting for over a year now to find out what happened to her son. Now, it's very simple. Why won't they release the document that the ambassador sent to State Department when his people over there became aware that these American-made weapons were in hands of radicals and Syrian rebels, and he asked and begged what to do about it? Dispatches are there that this administration refuses to turn over to Mrs. Smith so that she can find out what happened to her son. Now, that's the focal point that I'm on this program. There is a lot of stuff. This goes back to the 1950s when Cuba. We armed Cuba. I flew guns to Fidel Castro. Castro, they went out and fought against Batista. And he fought against American Sherman tanks. And he fought against artillery. And we funded both sides. Iran-Contra. We funded both sides. We set up the Southern Front. I flew to a secret base, San Elena, Costa Rica, owned by Ollie North. And Fort West in his notebooks.
Tosh, stay there. I want to come back and get into that because it's amazing what you've seen. First arming Castro, then fighting him. And people say, oh, well, they're flipping back and forth. No, they're creating the entire conflict to sell weapons, period. That's the big crime here. I mean, one thing, if they funded both sides to kill each other, that's bad enough. They're actually starting the whole deal, and I want you to repeat all that when we come back with Tosh Plumlee.
Time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your Fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale, right now at BePrepared.com. This month only, every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon, only $20.39, regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff, normally $28.49, now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49, usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Back live on this 24th day of September 2013. We've got legendary writer and researcher Jim Mars on with us, and Tosh Plumlee. I didn't introduce properly, by the way. He didn't say this during the break. I was just realizing it. He is one of the incredibly interesting people that testified in 77 before Congressman Frank Church's committee and his select committee on intelligence activity. One of the few times the whole underbelly of the system got blown wide open. Regarding his knowledge of the Kennedy assassination, Plumlee testified that their assignment was to stop the planned assassination of John F. Kennedy He's also on record flying guns into Castro and then guns in against him after. He's testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in 1991 about the Iran-Contra arms for drugs missions. And it just continues right there. However, his testimony was classified by the committees on grounds of national security. Senator John Kerry, now Secretary of State, served on the Senate committee. We only got 5 minutes in this segment, Mr. Plumlee, a long segment coming up, but you've got the floor. Repeat what you said about how this works, tying it into Benghazi, because it's on record now, but when you testified, it wasn't. They admit what you said in 77 was true, that Castro was actually started to kick... tell the story in your own words.
Well, okay, back in my day, in the early days when I was just first become a pilot, I was a co-pilot, and I worked for various CIA cutout companies out of Miami. Some of them are Regina Air Cargo, Rental Airlines, Air Mountain States Aviation, blah, 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 and all those things that at that particular time were not known about. They were only known about after what you mentioned, the church committee, when it was blown out of the water, that we were transporting and doing arming a rebel, a little-known rebel who used to be referred to as Castroil in the early days, who wore a funny fatigue hat. Anyway, that was the very early days of 1957 when the rebels came out of the Sierra Madre. They went in, and with the help of the M26-7, Cuban Underground, the students of the University of Havana, eventually Batista was overthrown. During that time, we flew many, many guns out of Miami, South Florida, and other places into Cuba in support of Castro. United Fruit was involved in that. Weiland of the State Department was involved in that. Guns were being funneled from private sources as well as government sources in to fund him. At the same time, because of the American OAF treaties, we were required by law, because Batista was a sovereign government, and we were required to fund him the necessary weaponry to eradicate that Cuban rebel that was running around in the mountains of Castro. That was my first influence of gun running. That was before the big drug deal. Later, years later, a lot of us guys that were picked up in that through flight plans, fuel receipts, different companies that were later proved to be associated with various agencies of the government, were required to be testify. Some of these people were actually assassinated. Some of them were put in jail for a long time. I decided to go public before the fact, in order to protect myself.
That was my smart
motivation. My motivation was not to go out here and get publicity, to write books, or anything else. It was simply to protect myself. I did not protect myself from the Internal Revenue and had to fight them for a number of years because of receipts that I had obtained from those companies, payments that because it was a cutout secret operation, was not reported to IRS. However, they come down and said I made X number of dollars, and they, in turn, decided I owed the federal government at that period in time in the 70s something like $55,000. I carried that for 10 years. But anyway, that's another story in itself.
That's what you get for doing these secret programs. So expanding, moving into Iran-Contra, then we'll tie it into Benghazi from knowing how these operations work.
Okay, after I got involved, I had to go back and make a living. I made contact through this Arizona Tri-State Drug Task Force with Bruce Babbitt, was governor at that time, and I started working the drug program through a cutout company with the Organized Crime Task Force in Phoenix, Arizona. I, at that time, documented the flights going in and out of various places, got involved later into the Iran-Contra, the beginning of it in 83, went and told Senator Gary Hart at that time exactly what we were involved with. At that time, we were involved in running guns secretly off the books operation through Element. Now, let me clarify, Element operating within the CIA. Some element of CIA did not even know what we were doing. We were referred to as a secret army, a type of Praetorian Guard, if I may. That's on the record.
All right, stay there. Amazing information, sir. 18-minute segment coming up. This was a short one. Tosh Plumlee is our guest, one of the star witnesses from the Frank Church committee hearings. And you're going to get an inside scoop here on the government flying guns out, drugs in, and we'll tie it into Benghazi straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on it.
Our guest is going to have a chance to really roll with the new info and his new expert take on what's going on before he gets called up before Congress again and can't tell you any of this. They call you and have you testify to then classify it all. Tosh Plumlee and Jim Mars, who can interject any time. We go back to them in just a moment. Folks, this is a really cool and important website. It's VPN4, just the number 4, all.com. During these unjust times, it's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity without a warrant. VPN4all.com protects your internet connection from tyranny with military-grade encryption. That's VPN, the number, 4all.com. Doesn't matter if you have something to hide or not. It's that it's your private info. They're criminally looking at it. Make it as hard as possible. They keep no records whatsoever of your browsing, so you will leave no trace. Based in the Netherlands, free from police state internet jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It's a great way to prevent data mining. Try it out for 3 months, and you won't be disappointed. All info warriors who go to VPN4all.com right now will get 10% off. That's VPN, the number 4all.com. VPN4all.com. And please become PrisonPlanet.tv members. You see the nightly news, all my films, expanded extras, a higher quality feed of the daytime show, commercial-free audio, video, podcast. And it's helping us build our news division. The great reporters are funded by it, the research, the writers, the equipment. We have really invested everything and are getting ready to launch a whole bunch, new studio, satellite uplinks, all of it. And it is the PrisonPlanet.tv members that have helped build all this. So you get first access, live access. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, become one today. We are supported by viewers and radio listeners like you, and one membership is really 11 memberships. You can share a username and passcode with up to 11 people simultaneously that can log in with the same username and passcode. So one membership for $5.95 a month that just pays for the bandwidth is really 11 people. PrisonPlanet.tv. There's ebooks, a whole bunch of other films. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. All right, I want to give you guys the floor now, really, and just roll with it. Going back to Iran-Contra, specifically how that ran, the compartmentalization, all of it is so important. And we've got Tosh Plumlee and, of course, Jim Mars on with us. So, Tosh, start over about a minute before we went to break. You were talking about Iran-Contra, when that really started, what happened there, and then tie it into what's happening currently from your information on Benghazi. Tosh Plumlee.
Okay, first off, I want to apologize to Jim Mars for hogging this whole deal.
No. Jim can come on any time. He wanted to get you on. Go ahead.
Okay. That's right. We want it straight from the horse's mouth.
Okay,
no, I'm just a reporter. You're the guy that lived it.
Okay, I'll talk about me, and then later you guys can talk about me. How's that?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, we're back up about 1978 through 83, 85. After a business failure because of various things the government did not want me particularly talking about, and I was threatened to write a book about it, I took off and got involved with the Phoenix Organized Crime Detail, Task Force, and Drug Running. I later released an article titled Iran Drugs Front the Sound that was written by the San Diego Reader in August of 1990. Making reference to the 78, 83, 85 era. I'd also talked to Senator Gary Hart. He was kind enough to write a letter to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which detailed these flights and the illegal flights going to factions operating in Central America and Southern Mexico.
Tosh, weren't you flying the arms down to John Hull's ranch in Costa Rica?
Yeah. Right, what opened all that up. The La Pinta bombing, I think Leslie Colburn did an article, did a book on that in 1987 called Out of Control. That was the beginning of the unraveling after Hoffenpuss and them bailed out and a good friend of mine got killed in the crash down there. That's when the Iran-Contra Southern Front. I was working on supplying weapons to the Southern Front through a secret air base known as Santa Elena, Costa Rica. And that was known as Point West in Oliver North's notebook. I ended up testifying to the Senate Securities Committee. I went into detail not only about all that, but going all the way back to Cuba, Kennedy, Contra, and beyond, as I refer to it. And they immediately ended up classifying it because it was a matter of national security and was classified committee sensitive, top secret committee sensitive. That testimony remains so today, and I've been warned not to make reference to it. However, in order to check myself coming out on the airwaves today, I am making reference to it.
Tosh, if I can interject right here, my friend Senator John Tower was head of that committee investigating Iran-Contra. And although you were muzzled and everybody else was, he was getting ready to write a tell-all book, but then all of a sudden he was conveniently killed in an airplane crash, and his writings have never been made public.
Well, that's true. I got a C-130 pulling in here. Hold on a minute. I'll see if I can block this out. I apologize for this. I can't help it.
Okay, while we're waiting on the C-130 to come and go. There you go.
Okay, he's not going. He's staying here. There, as I made reference to earlier, there was a lot of us guys, or my friends and colleagues. Some of them got killed. Some of them went to federal prison for a number of years because of the operations that they were involved in. That's the whole reason that I came forward before the fact, so that at least I would have it on record through some other news media that I was making those allegations. And as I said, Senator Hart was very gracious enough to write a letter to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, as well as another reporter out of Telluride, Colorado, by the name of Art Goodtime, who also covered that. However, mainstream media was told that they could not cover that because it was a matter of national security at that particular time. That has been going on for a number of years now. But as far as me getting up to the area of getting involved with the Arizona Tri-State Drug Task Force, which was a cutout operation that was used in order to funnel guns and ammunition into through the John Holmes Ranch, as well as San Elena, Costa Rica, and Citco Aviation, and Parco Solo, and all those places that are now recorded in secret documents as being transshipment points for drugs coming back into the United States and weapons going down. What I did in the article with Iran Drug Front of Sam, I released a detailed military map with all the staging areas and all the drop points and all the coded names of the Rooster Hop operation, and that was all given to Senator Hart, Bill Holden, his security advisor, for the record of, to protect me before I went to the, talk to the Senate. I released that article to Neil Matthews at the San Diego Reader. He published the map, and they threatened me with going to jail because I had released classified information. However, nothing ever happened to that. The reason that I went back into that area is because I needed the money. It just ruined my business in Denver and Colorado with an IRS tax lien and completely put me out of business. So in order to pay my bills, I went through public recruitment through Avnet International and was picked up as a pilot to get involved in that undercover operation that was transporting weapons down to Central America. Also, some of those weapons went into Colombia. Now, that's the story of my background. However, this is not what I really wanted to really talk about on this particular program. I hope we have time to get back to Mrs. Smith and her problems in the Benghazi situation, but we'll go from there. Now, I know I'm hogging all the time talking, but...
No, that's why we have you here. Please stop apologizing, Tosh. Now that we have some background of this, now let's get into Benghazi from an insider's view. What's going on there?
Okay, all right. I was asked sometimes when I start in Mexico. Some time ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, a good reporter friend of mine, Bill, I'm not going to mention names, but anyway, it was a news media outlet. I was asked by some military friends of mine, high level, secret clearances, to help protect them. Because in Mexico, because they were aware that there were leaks that was putting their task force in trouble, almost getting them involved with the cartel, and they were having members of the cartel gunning for them, and they were training troops. That was an article called "Boots." The U.S. has boots on the ground in Mexico. That was a very top secret task force operation. We were training the Mexican Marinos Mexico, and in the process, the task force found out that the Army, the Mexican Army, not the Navy, but the Army, was pilfering weapons and going in and starting the Zeta. And U.S.-made weapons were getting into the Zeta's hands. Now, that was before Brian Terry was killed, Border Patrol agent. At that point in time, it got a little bit spooky down there because I went in with them and I photographed the weapon. I photographed the transshipment point. I photographed and worked the border down there for 3.5 years with the Border Patrol and also made secret reports back to what was going on through the task force out of Fort Bliss, Texas, through the Border Patrol. This was all recorded before the fact of my statement.
Now, Tosh, just to back you up, everything you're saying is actually... not from your perspective, but from others, has actually come out in the news that Los Zetas is really a secret army of the Mexican army, and that the only group that isn't totally corrupt is the Mexican Navy. That's what my high-level sources have said as well, but it's also come out in federal court. So sum up the Mexican drug war. Who are the parties down there?
All right. The Bears cartels have been formed. The Navy and the task force, the American task force, work with the Navy Marinos. That's the whole deal. In the process of this, they found out weapons And some of these guys that were in the Mexican Army, as you know, and your sources are absolutely right, they pulled out of the Mexican Army, went in with various cartels, were first in with Zeta and some of the others, the Latrine, Bella Latrine, blah, 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 and all those hundreds of them at that particular time, some out of San Diego, the Gulf, Central, and out of Juarez. All these cartels and gangs, they were gangs that became known as cartels, but anyway, they were getting these weapons that were going to Mexico from the direct commercial sales program, not being monitored by the Blue Lantern Report. Our news media in the United States refused to take that stand. A few news media did cover that. Alternative news media.
So let's be clear. Let's be clear. We're not just talking about State Department weapons shipments now to Al-Qaeda. We're going back 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, arming actual drug cartels, which has also come out in court later. Let me ask you this question, and I've seen this before. If you, for your own safety, because people were getting killed that were part of operations in the 50s and 60s, if you went public in the 70s, how are you still, including today, doing work for the military and other groups and other task forces when you've gone public before? Is that because there's light side, dark side in government and different compartmentalized areas?
All right, that's a very good question, and I explain it this way. Everybody takes pop shots at the CIA. There is an operation within the CIA that the CIA doesn't even know exists. And that doesn't mean it's a rogue operation. That's what it is. It means that these operations can have access to our arsenal to take weapons to go into special operations under the disguise of training troops in foreign countries to defend their borders. As a result of that, filtration weapons are stolen out of their arsenal, and in some cases actually given to radical groups for political purposes to overthrow or destabilize the country. In some cases, we have elements within our government, and I'm sorry to say this, and I'll probably get my ass creamed for doing it, but we fund both sides of the conflict. It's a monetary thing. Again, follow the money. Follow the money. Where does it go? I mean, this is a black off-the-books operation. Now, there's damn good people in the CIA, and there's damn good people in state, and there's damn good people in the DOJ. But it's also, some of these people's hands are tied because of political whatever, and I'm not going to get into conspiracy or anything like that. That is the facts of the way that it is. Now, back to your question about how I still can stay engaged. I have some very good, deep, sensitive friends that work both sides of that issue. And as a result, when I have to go to them and say, hey, man, my family's starving out here. I need to get aboard a damned airplane. Can you give me a job? Well, Mr. Plumley, you know what the job is. Yeah, put me on board. Now, if I kept that secret, I would be dead by now. The only thing that keeps me alive is the fact that I'm talking to people like you before the fact. Now, elements within that organization that I'm talking about, that secret organization, would like to cream my butt. But also, there's other people in that same organization of the CIA and the State Department and the DOJ that want me to continue to work those operations so that I can get the intel through other sources and my...
And I knew that was going to be your answer. Exactly. So you're a good guy that other good guys on the inside use, because there's always a war between good and evil in anything. And that's why good people have to take action. As our founders said, all that evil men need to take over is that good men do nothing. Now,
that's absolutely right.
Hey, Alex, if I could jump in here, one of the criticisms that I've heard of the article that we posted is that, well, you know, we these foreign gangs and foreign governments and terrorists, they're using sometimes Chinese weapons, Russian weapons. It's not our weapons, but I think Tosh will verify this. When he says they're going into CIA stockpiles and military stockpiles. We stockpile a lot of weapons in this country that we snatch up from other countries.
And no. Last month they bought 600,000 AK-47s from the Russians. The U.S. Army did.
Exactly. And also, if you look at all of these billions of rounds that Homeland Security is buying, a lot of that ammunition is in odd calibers, like 44 caliber.
It's in Warsaw. It's in Warsaw Pact.
Exactly. These are not for U.S. Army and military and police purposes.
Yeah, they're flying around everywhere. Guys, stay there. We got one more segment. I want to get exclusively into Benghazi then when we come back with Tosh Plumlee and have Tosh get anything else that he had said on the record. Tosh, is that what you want to get into when we come back in 3 minutes?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm trying to follow Aline. He's coming all the way up, but we're good. Let's go into what brought me forward in modern day, so to speak.
Yeah, final segment. You'll have the floor when we come back. Just to get it all out there that you want out there for your safety on the other side and for the people to know what's really going on with all this. All right, folks, we'll be right back with one of the key whistleblowers of Iran-Contra, but even more importantly, the Church Committee. That is such an amazing committee.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Segment. I've clearly got to get Jim Mars and Tosh Plumlee back on soon. And I know you're down at a military base right now, Tosh, but if we could ever get a video camera out to interview you, I'd love to get you on the nightly news and have it documented that way. We got 6 minutes left. You've got the floor. Bring it all in to what you saw, what you know, what you've heard about Benghazi and the cover-up that's ongoing.
Okay, am I on? We on now?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, all right. Listen, I'll jump way ahead here. Okay, here a few months ago, I heard a broadcast on one of the news channels, and it was a Miss Smith that was begging our government and the State Department and President and Vice President to please let her know what was going on, what happened to her son. How did he die? Why did he die? She begged and begged. She said that they told her at their casket and hugged her and kissed her and told her they'd get to the bottom of all this. All right, that impressed me. Okay, because I know how this system works. Later, I began to wonder, why won't they tell her anything? So then a contact of mine in the Middle East, a high-ranking NATO official, mentioned to me that he had had reports that the ambassador had been complaining about the dispatches and cables that he had sent the State Department about weapons being received in radicals' arms, including Stinger missiles. His question was, where are they coming from? What do I have to do? What should I do? And he was ordered to stand down. Now, this is secondhand information from a very sensitive source. Second time that happened was from a very good friend of mine that had worked the Mexico beat in Central America and southern Mexico, and also with Kiki Camarena in 1985, who had also found out about gun smuggling through the Carl Quintero Ranch and got himself killed because of that information. But at any rate, he was telling me the second confirmation that the ambassador's people had written a series of field reports and cable dispatches advising our State Department that the rebel faction had been armed with U.S. weapons. Now, my contention is this. If that is the case, why is that classified as a national security matter? Why can't they tell that woman why and how her son died? That's all she's asking for. Now, okay, if I'm getting on the soapbox, I'm getting on that soapbox. I challenge the State Department to release those memos that the ambassador wrote to them 4 weeks, 2 months before the place was attacked.
Well, Tosh, let me just stop you. Tosh, let me stop you. I know you're at an airbase right now and got to go soon, but we'll do a little bit of overdrive for 5 more minutes into the fourth hour if you can do it. I want to be specific. I have Pentagon sources who say, well, said a week after that's what happened, that the ambassador, and one of them got threatened and won't even come back on the show for 8 months after that happened, that the ambassador was saying no to giving Al-Qaeda heat-seeking missiles, and that they had 3 warehouses full of them, and so they just ordered them all killed using the Benghazi al-Qaeda security force that Obama had hired, and that this was just trying to wipe out the witnesses of the weapons so they could also then expunge the cables. Is that what your NATO source told you?
That's what exactly happened, and that is known as a private private company, a security company that was hired. Those weapons were U.S.-made weapons that came from the direct commercial sales program, legally transported by C-130s into Jordan, into Pakistan, into Turkey, and dispatched out of CIA safe houses into the Syrian rebels. There's your
unbelievable. Story. Stay there, sir. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. This is Bombshell.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.